Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Bottled water seems to be the new fitness craze. I mean, everywhere you go, down every shopping aisle in America, there's always a new bottled water popping up. But how do you know which water is actually good for you, and are they all the same? To help us clear up all this clutter, we're joined today by Dr. Hallsworth, who's going to give a little insight about what water is good and what are the benefits of alkaline water. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate the invite here.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you. Now, Dr. Hallsworth, every time I go to the grocery store, I notice there are bottles of water popping up on every shelf. There's a new water craze. There's a new promises. Are all bottled water, is it all the same?
No, not at all. There's different categories of bottled water that have been determined. Some have marketing definitions. Some of them have functional, basically, just from the regulatory point of view, how they're addressed, whether they're spring waters or functional waters or alkaline waters. So it's confusing not only for the consumers, but just from the regulatory terms as well as the marketing terms that we use to describe some of these different bottled waters.
Now, when we talk about bottled water, how is that different than, say, tap water? I mean, there's some states that say we have the best water. You don't need to get bottled water. Is there a difference between tap water and bottled water?
Well, that's an excellent question. First of all, I would say yes. In just the way it's regulated. Tap water, a municipality water, is regulated under the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and they do that under the jurisdiction of the Safe Drinking Water Act. And there they're clearly legislated to identify the source, provide any evidence of contaminants in the public water, as well as compliance with the regulations. That all sounds really good, but one of the things I've noticed, I've worked for the Environmental Protection Agency. I've also done groundwater, but all I'm saying, our infrastructure in which we deliver the water to the end user, we call it point of use, there's a lot of things can happen to the water on its way to the tap before the consumer drinks that. So that's one of the issues, or not issues, it's one of the items I would highlight as, you know, we know what's going in the pipe, but sometimes we don't know what's coming out of the pipe. You know, what does the infrastructure or the municipality, the plot, some of these are very old in some of our older cities, their delivery systems.
So you're saying now, more like the handling of the water or the piping structure of the municipalities may have a negative effect on the water or the tap water that we're drinking, possibly?
Absolutely. And we can even go to your own house. Some of the new building constructions using, you know, PVC, the polyvinyl chlorides in the piping, or, you know, so there's a lot of variation just on the site-specific nature of where you're drinking your water from. You know, you're getting it from a brand-new house, or, you know, do you have a Victorian or house that you've or a brownstone that you've renovated, you know, in downtown Boston, you know, those also are different factors to take in, you know, literally when, you know, you pull the water out of the tap and, you know, drink it.
That's very interesting, because I always see some water coming out of the tap is very cloudy. Some water smells like chlorine, and yet even some water, there's no smell. It almost is like it's like dead water in a sense, I guess the terminology I can use.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, yeah, that's a whole other discussion about what we put in water, the fluorination of it in some instances. And, you know, those are all halogens, and then that gets somewhat complicated if there's any residual contaminants. Let's just say, you know, there's some trace amounts of hydrocarbons, and then you run those through chlorination or fluorination. What does that create? You know, those are almost a whole new species of contaminants that, you know, we need to be concerned about.
Sure. Now, that brings an interesting question, because I see so many new types of water popping up on the shelves, and I, you know, suffer from acid reflux, and I know a lot of people that are in my business, in the entertainment radio business, have acid reflux. We're staying up late, we're ingesting a lot of highly acidic foods. Now, what is going on with this alkaline craze, and is it real? Is it here to stay? And what are the benefits? I mean, can it actually really help with acidity building up of the body?
Oh, absolutely. One of the research collaborators, that I collaborate with, Dr. Naka. He actually coined the functional water term in Japan back in the 1970s. And essentially what he showed there through electrolysis process, that you can impart, you can change the pH. And one thing I'd like to, we have a lot of alkaline spring waters, but it's really how you derive the higher pH that's really significant. In other words, the electrolysis process that, essential water, for example, is one of the leading bottled waters out there in the alkalinity category. It derives its alkalinity purely by changing the electrolysis, or basically increasing the negative ions in the water.
Now, and the pH.
Go ahead.
And doctor, I'm sorry. The pH stands for, just so our listeners understand.
Oh, power pH. Of hydrogen.
Power of hydrogen.
And,
okay.
Yeah, it's the negative log of the concentration of hydronium ions in a solution. So.
Interesting. No, very interesting, because it's sort of like more balanced with this water, someone can say then.
Yeah.
Now, definitely. within the body, after we're intaking the alkaline water, I'm just very interested in this subject. Is it helping with my digestion of food? How does it work differently than, say, the tap water or these other bottled waters out there with a non-alkaline infusion being placed into it?
Well, what we're seeing as a result of some of our randomized controlled trials, which are the most stringent, highly scrutinized scientific data, is that the reduced alkalinized water is actually increasing the activity of the water. It's more active. And once we activate water, what we're finding out is that it can hydrate the inside of the cell much more efficiently than, say, other waters. Nature, in and of itself, takes water, and it sort of organizes it. If you have a lake or a body of water, we'll call that bulk water.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. So we're saying people who are drinking alkaline water can benefit from, say, faster hydration than regular tap water, regular bottled water?
Depending upon how you develop the alkalinity. Mm-hmm. In other words, some alkaline springs just have a lot of alkaline earth minerals in there. And what we've seen in the literature is that those don't tend to be as hydrating as compared to the higher pH waters that are derived from electrolysis.
Interesting.
So there's a clear distinction. I have a number of research papers that they try to determine, is it the higher pH or is it the electrolysis? And what they are able to clearly demark is that it is the higher pH as a result of electrolysis.
Interesting. Now, doctor, is there any one water, say alkaline water, that you like as opposed to others that may be out there that myself as well as our listeners can enjoy?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the, there are some naturally occurring alkaline waters. The one that I think is standardized and is very forthcoming as far as, what their purities are and the process is consistent is essential water. And I have been conducting controlled randomized studies for those. I, as a researcher, I'm held to a higher standard.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. I'm really looking forward to learning more about alkaline water. If you want to learn more about alkaline water and what bottled waters are different, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies to help you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.